All right, good morning, 9-11 here on the Mighty 690. James Copeland with you, and we have Candy Westbrook in the studio to talk about all things Coffeyville Chamber. How are you doing this morning, ma'am?
Good morning. I'm not quite awake, but I'll get there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a little coffee left, so if you need some.
I need to, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so what is going on this week? I know we're kind of, it's starting really to feel like fall.
It is, yeah. Yeah, the chill is in the air, and it kind of makes you start to think about the holidays and Christmas. And so that actually is a good reminder, because we are trying to make sure everybody gets their business signed up for the Christmas parade, starting the planning for that. That'll be the first Friday in December every year. And so if you are going to do a parade entry, make sure you get that turned in as soon as you can. We are also looking for volunteers that can help us with the lineup, because we've got to get them all ready to go. I mean, I don't know how many we're going to have this year, but I think we're already up to 50 or 60 so far, and we still have several weeks to go, so it should be a great parade. Also coming up this Thursday and Friday, Visit Coffeyville is having a spook walk. So you get to come downtown and hear all the spooky stories and the history of Coffeyville. And that'll be with Amy and Chris Crane. And so you can call the chamber and sign up for that, and they give you all the details. But that'll be this Thursday and Friday. So should be a lot of fun. Coming up November 9th, we want you to save the date. Whether you're a new member, a considering business, thinking about joining, or just wanting to learn more about how to take your membership to the next level, we have a Lunch and Learn Chamber 101. Call the chamber and sign up and come and visit with me. I'd love to see you.
Yeah, that's great.
That's always a good one. We do it once a year, sometimes twice.
Okay.
So it's usually good. And then finally, one last thing on the chamber side. Award nominations are out right now. So in January, we have a big annual dinner, and we give out awards to our community and wonderful businesses and individuals that make an impact on Coffeyville. So if you want to nominate someone, give us a call at the chamber. We can email you the form, or I can send it to you, or you can just stop by and fill it out. But we're gathering all those, and then in a couple of weeks, we're going to narrow them all down to the top three for the community to vote on. So be stay tuned for more details on that. Speaking of some great businesses to be recognized, congratulations to Parmac. They were our October community spotlight. So I want to say thank you for all that you do for the community. And a big, big congratulations to two local businesses that received awards from the state. So Terebinth Coffee won a merit award for the under 30 category.
Nice.
So, and then our regional winner was Ron Bryce. And it was an award called the Move Back to Kansas Award. So the state is trying to get people to move back and be successful here in Kansas. And so Mr. Ron Bryce got Southeast Kansas regional award for that. So congrats to both of them. Gigi's is having their annual Thanksgiving dinner, and they are looking for donations, because this is a free dinner they do for the community, and anybody can come out for that. So, but it does take a lot to put it on, and so if you can help them out with that, contact Gigi's, and they're going to try to get all that together in the next week or two. The new copy of the Raven Review is hot off the press and is in the mailboxes. You should be getting that soon. Great news. I mean, our college is just always doing good things.
Tearing it up.
Yeah. We have an amazing college. I'm very grateful that we have them in our community. Christmas on the Plaza will be coming soon. Speaking of holidays, the group is gearing up for another great season. You can follow their Facebook page to stay up to date on all the events and entry deadlines and details. We are actually, hopefully in about 2 weeks, we'll have a flyer with some stuff, but, yeah, it's the first two weekends of December, and there'll be vendors, there'll be music, there'll be hot cocoa. We just do all kinds of plaza activities, so lots of fun. Stay tuned for that. The CRMC Auxiliary, the Foundation, and the Community Foundation all partnered together to purchase 6 new wheelchairs for patient transport at the hospital. And so that was a shout-out to them and getting that all done.
That's great.
In the news, a few things going on, but you guys probably already announced some of this. The seat belt enforcement campaign started.
Yep.
So make sure you're buckling up this season. They'll be out patrolling and watching that, and want to save you some money. Don't get a ticket. So buckle up. And then this is the time of year that the fire department always kind of stresses about because the space heaters come out.
Yes.
Yeah. And they are the leading cause of house fires.
I believe it.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So whether it's not being used properly or being knocked over or wiring or whatever. So just make sure that your space heater, is up to date, is good. It's not around anything. It's not knocked over. Just take care.
Yeah, especially if you have pets, you have older ones that don't have the safety shutoffs. And the other thing to think about too, from the electrical wiring standpoint, if you live in an older house, a space heater is going to basically use up an entire 15 amp breaker.
Yeah.
So if it's on full blast, has a couple like low and a high setting, that high setting is going to basically, if you have anything else running on that circuit, you can very easily pop a breaker. And if you're popping breakers a lot, that is a sign that either, you need to have a look at your wiring, or you just need to look at how much of a load you have on that circuit. And maybe you need to plug that space heater into a different circuit.
Yeah.
So that's a sign that you need to be aware. And if you're not comfortable with changing up your setup, just call an electrician, because you do not want to burn down your house.
No, that would be the worst thing. So yeah, everybody be careful right now this season. So
yes,
some events coming up, lots of events. So this Friday, the Sugar and Spice Bakery is having a Mommy and Me Bake Workshop. You can find details on the Facebook page or contact the chamber. We've got their information, but that'll be a fun little, thing to do with your kiddo. It's just, I love little things like that
Sure.
with the kids.
Yeah, that's fun.
We talked about this last week, but also coming up is the Cedar Bluff Spook Trail. This will be the last weekend for that, and that is on Friday and Saturday out at, of course, at Cedar Bluff, but lots of fun. And then coming up soon is the Business Over Breakfast at the Chamber Host. That'll be November 2nd. Lots of great speakers. That is at the Best Western. And so you should come out, because, again, it's just every time I learn something new, always. Great people in our community sharing some stuff. So I know everybody's also trying to map out their different trunk-or-treating activities. So there's a lot of those. Of course, last week was the Spooktacular.
That was a great turnout.
Oh, so many people downtown. It was just, every year, it just amazes me how many people show up.
The weather helped cooperate that.
Mid-70s.
I mean, I know we probably, I think they said probably at least 400 or so bags of popcorn that we gave out. And that didn't even include, us trying to keep up and the candy and everything. So
I know.
It was great.
I know. So many. Yeah. It's always a big one. So now there are multiple churches having trunk or treats. There is, of course, some stuff going over in Independence with Neowalla. But if you'll go out to our community calendar, we've got a list, on the calendar of different things coming up over this week. So check that out if you want to find out about all the different trunk or treating places. A new kind of cool thing coming up, Veterans Day program. They're going to have the program at Coffeyville Community College on November 12th, and that'll be from 11 to 12. And then there's a complimentary Veterans Day dinner at the VFW post. And that's, again, on the 11th, the day before. It'll be at 5 o'clock, and then they have entertainment to follow. They are looking for donations to help with the dinner. So if you can help, send a donation to the VFW post 1022. And that's a free dinner for all of our veterans. And then, of course, the next day is the Veterans Day program. We've got a flyer that's going to be coming out soon on that. So stay tuned for that. Finally, I just wanted to talk a little bit about all the new businesses happening in Coffeyville.
Yes.
So there's been some activity. I don't know what it is, but it's just like all of a sudden we're seeing lots of new businesses crop up, and we're excited. So, of course, tomorrow, Hirsch's Ice Cream Parlor opens up.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yep. So I wouldn't come right when they open up. I'm sure it's going to be packed. We're doing a ribbon cutting. It's going to be kind of a little crazy. But they'll be open all day. And I think right now they said they had, I'm trying to remember, I think he said 23 flavors at the moment. But it'll rotate and they'll have new flavors all the time. So that's exciting. Of course, Wendy's is coming, but we don't know when. We get a lot of questions on that. When are they building? When is it going to be happening? So it's a long process with their corporate offices and getting everything started, but they are coming.
And that's my understanding. It's a drive-through only location,
yes,
correct?
Yes, yes. And that's kind of something new, but
yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah,
so.
I think it's I mean, just saves on the footprint and, yeah. and the cost.
We'll
and then
take
of course,
it.
Yeah, exactly. And also just workers. I mean, you can't find workers. So, mm-hmm. you know, that'll help a lot just kind of keeping it. So Pete is, of course, working on the truck stop right there off of 11th. And that'll take a few months. But once they get it kind of started, the building will go up quick.
It'll be like a mushroom, yeah.
Yeah.
They just airlift it in the middle of the night, and the whole thing's pre-built. It has the workers
Wouldn't
inside it.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. Oh, that would be nice. There is a new bed and breakfast. Not bed and breakfast. I'm sorry. Airbnb.
Airbnb, okay.
Yes. So the Coffeyville Cape Cod. Graphic Loom is a new printing company in town, and they do a little bit of everything, but I know she said they do like plaques, and they do... some banners and some cards and just all kinds of print stuff.
If they want to get into the t-shirt business, I have a whole machine on open line to
oh,
sell
really?
Them.
Oh, really? How funny. They are doing t-shirts. Okay. I'm pretty sure they, she said.
Someone was getting rid of like a fancy a t-shirt
wow.
dryer.
Uh-huh.
Like a 6 foot wide, 20 foot long like machine or something. So
wow.
Yeah.
There's also a new company that just, in fact, I haven't even learned enough about them yet. They're supposed to be stopping by this week, but it's called Stevens Trophies. And so they're going to be obviously doing trophies and plaques.
Oh, good.
And then I'm really excited about this one. We have a diner coming here in just a few weeks, Penny's Diner. And that is on 11th by the Wyndham Hotel. Used to be the Restful Inn, for those of you that are like, where's that? But it'll be a 24-hour diner.
That's great.
So open all the time, and I've heard they have really good breakfast, so I'm excited about that.
And I didn't realize it until someone pointed it out, but now it makes total sense when you look at the building. It used to be an old drive-in.
Yes,
so
yes.
So that's what I was like, because that's why it has that overhang in the spots and everything.
Uh-huh.
So now
yep.
it makes sense.
Yep, it used to be. So, and then I know a couple places just got new management, new owners. So the Ville Pub and Grill has new owners. It'll be starting in January, and they'll have some changes coming with that. And then just on the edge of town is the Casa de Sol apartment complex. It's, I think, pretty much the only one in the area that's not income-based. So it's open. And they're older apartments, but it's really nice out there. I mean, they're like they have their own little hangout room, game room,
oh,
and
man.
All kinds of stuff. And so, yeah, they have new owners, and they're going to be working on that. So
well, good.
A lot of new businesses. Yeah, I'm just like, all of a sudden, it just seemed like we got activity. So... what I would love for our listening audience is to make sure that we are inviting for those new businesses. It's stressful to take that risk and, you know, open up a new business. And so we have to be inviting to all businesses that are bringing money into our community. I mean, we don't want to watch the money go out. So let's do whatever we can to keep it here. So, you know, stop in, welcome them, thank them, reach them on Facebook, you know. Anything you can to help those new businesses be successful. So.
Yeah, throw them a bone, make a plan to go and visit.
Absolutely. And they're all good ones that I would like to visit. So I'm like, that's kind of interesting.
No.
In fact, that Cape Cod place, I'm just thinking about maybe having some of my relatives coming down that might be a good place.
Well, sure, you know, and so everyone needs, like, it might be fun to have a staycation sort of thing
uh-huh.
in your own town. You know, be
yeah.
a tourist in your own town.
There you go. I love that. So lots of new business and, of course, lots of events. Check out our community calendar to find out everything getting ready to come up.
Okay. So. Well, Candy Westbrook, always a pleasure to have you in. If people would like to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Of course, our office is open every day till 5. You can call at 251-2550. Of course, Facebook, email, whatever. And that does remind me, we got a new phone system and we're working on trying to fix it. But for whatever reason, when we call out, it says public service. It doesn't say Coffeyville Chamber. And so people are like, who's calling
oh,
me?
Oh, no. They were worried it was like Public Works or it was a bill or something.
Yeah. So it's just okay. us and it's okay.
Okay.
I'm calling you because I like you. So
Icy Machine's still running. You got the October flavor?
Yeah. We always tell everybody to call ahead.
Okay.
Once it starts getting cold, we don't have as many people come
sure.
in. So we leave it off until the afternoon or until somebody calls and says, I'm on my way. We'll have it ready to go.
Okay. Very vital information.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Well, Candy Westbrook, always a pleasure. Look forward to chatting again next week.
All right.
And we'll get started with more Open Line right after this here on the Mighty 690.